It's time for Lady Hounds basketball.
Rebound Moberly with 5 seconds left. 4-3. Let's go Miss with Texas. The Lady Hounds are your District 8 champions.
This broadcast is brought to you by KB Tire and Auto, Arts, Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Beecraft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Wise Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Now here's the voice of the Lady Hounds, J.B. Conley.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Fitzsimmons, John Arena. Thank you for joining us today here on AM 1230 KWIX Moberly, 92.5 KWIX FM Cairo. It is 2 o'clock as we're just moments away from your opening tap. It's the Lady Hounds sitting on southeastern Illinois. I'd like to thank you for spending part of your Veterans Day with us, and thanks to our veterans for all that they've done for our nation. We're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we have a quick pregame interview with Coach Hannah Hayden. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
On the pregame show, Hannah Hayden, head coach of the Lady Hounds. And coach, sure your team anxious to get back after the loss against John Wood on Tuesday?
Yes, most definitely. One thing I will say is I think that we did do a nice job of bouncing back through the week, having a really good focus and trying to get better.
Important to get that bounce back from a young team, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, we ought to make them understand that it's a long season and, you know, every day is a new opportunity to learn and get better.
What can you tell us about southeastern Illinois?
Southeastern Illinois, they have a lot of weapons and a lot of people that can shoot. So, you know, a team like that, they can get hot and it can be scary. So I think I touched on that last week against John Wood, following up from that game. We've got to get out and contest the three.
And they've already played two Region 16 teams and St. Louis. So I'm sure fans are going to use it as a benchmark against how you're going to compare against the rest of the region, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you have a common opponent, it can be a good indicator. There's a lot of difference in the style of play and things like that. From those games, like, we don't want a game to get in the 80s or the 90s. You know, we're a little bit different. But, you know, going to try to make it a defensive game for us and try to hold them to 55 points or less, and hopefully we can be aggressive and score the ball.
All right, that's head coach Hannah Hayden. Let's get your starting lineups real quick. For the visitors, the Southeastern Illinois Falcons coming in the record of 2-2. Their starters, at guard 5'9", sophomore, number 3, Elena Hurst. At guard 5'5", sophomore from Houston, Texas, number 11, Raven Brown. At guard 5'9", sophomore from Cypress, Texas, number 21, Jasmine Anthony. At 4'5'9", sophomore from Saragossa, Spain, and number 22, Anita Salones. And at forward, a 5'10", freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, number 23, Brianna Douglas. Coached by Stephen Kenner, his second season. The Hounds changing up a little bit today. They will start Casey Newsom, Zara Daniel, Shatori Tyler, Shea Welks, same four as the previous games, but Casey Holmes will get the start in place of Lex Singleton to get things going. The Hounds in the gray uniforms, white numerals, red trim going left to right. Southeastern in the blue uniforms, gold numerals, white trim going right to left. And Welks jumping center will win the tap against Douglas. Into the front court, going to the rack. The layup is good. Moving out in front, 2-0 on the bucket by Holmes. So she takes advantage of her first start of the year. 2-0 Lady Hounds, 9:47 remaining in the first quarter. Thank you for joining us today here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Into the front court. It's Raven Brown dribbling between the circles, past the near side, stolen by Holmes. 2-on-1 up the floor. Holmes, front court, right side, dishes off left to the rack. The layup is too strong by Newsom. Rebound controlled by Holmes, brings it out to the perimeter. Probably will set up the half-court offense. Southeastern starting out man-to-man. Between the circles, Newsom gives it to the near side of the floor. Holmes will feed it down into the corner for Tyler. Tyler back out. Newsom at the wing. Dribbles to her left. Gets to the top of the key. Lost the handle. Picked it back up. Kicks outside. Ball deflected left side and stolen by Southeastern. It's taken away by Salones. Into the front court. Near side. She'll find Brown at the wing. Back up top of the key. Her swings it to her right. Comes back to the top of the key now for Brown. Mobley starting out man-to-man as well. Near side of the floor, Hurst with it. Holds it overhead. She's guarded by Tyler. And the pass is stolen away from Moberly. Up the floor is Daniel. Daniel has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And they stay with the Lady Hounds. 8:44 remaining in the first quarter. 2-0 Moberly. Newsom will inbound from the near sideline. Feeds it down into the right corner for Daniel. Daniel takes it baseline on defender. She was bumped. The foul is going to be called on Anthony. Her first team foul, number one. 8:41 remaining in the first quarter. 2-0 Moberly. It'll be Tyler inbound, baseline, near side of the basket at the offensive end. Down to our right. Tyler waiting for someone to peel up into the corner. Newsom does. Steps into a long two. It's too strong. The rebound controlled on the weak side by Hurst. Hurst dribbling in the backcourt. Chased by Holmes. Does cross the timeline, far sideline. She'll leave it back for Douglas. Douglas working to the right wing. Now stops at the elbow. Gives it back out near midcourt. Brown holding the ball, 15 on the shot clock. Started by Daniel. Pass comes to the near side of the floor for Anthony. Anthony feeds it down into the corner. Comes back top of the key at three. Is partially blocked, taken away by Wilkes. No, she couldn't hang on to it. Southeastern has it. Shot clock at 3, 2, 1. A three heaved at the buzzer. Does not draw iron. It'll be Moberly ball on the violation. That shot was off target by Brown. Lady Hounds with the ball. 8:06 remaining first quarter. 2-0. Newsom will get it into the front court. At the logo, pass comes near side. Tyler off to the wing. She'll find Daniel. Daniel back up top of the key. Three by Tyler. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for the key. We're going to have a foul. Wilkes coming over the back. That's going to be her first team foul, number one on Moberly. 7:50 remaining in the first quarter. 2-0 Lady Hounds. Moberly pressing again. Inbounds pass will come into Anthony. She'll give it back in the backcourt. Salones in trouble now. Gets it back. Anthony into the front court, right side. Back to Salones. Near side for Brown. Now between the circles. Guarded by Holmes. Dribbling to her right. Gives it back up top of key. Douglas. Douglas tries to dribble around Wilkes. Takes the lane right side. Layup is too strong. Rebound Holmes. Moberly with numbers. It's a 4-on-3. Holmes into the front court. Stops at the free throw line. They'll set the half-court offense. Left side, fed inside, shot won't go. Chasing a rebound, Tyler kicks it back out. She'll find Newsom again. 15 on the shot clock. Near side, Holmes with it, down to 10. Feeds it back top key, Tyler left side. Daniel for three, bang! 5-0 Lady Hounds. 6:57 remaining in the first quarter. Into the front court, Hurst with it, has between the circles, dribbling to her right, bounce pass goes right side, in the lane, runner is left short by Salones, rebound controlled by Moberly, grabbed by Wilkes, she'll find Newsom into the front court, Newsom between the circles, still holding the ball, now left side for Daniel, Daniel off her left for Tyler, Tyler head fakes a pass, now dribbles back between the circles, 15 on the shot clock, near side Holmes with it, off to her right. Daniel dribbles once, picks it up, down to 8, feeds into the lane. Wilkes couldn't get the handle, loose ball picked up by Hurst for the Falcons. Into the front court, pass goes right side, baseline jumper from 6, too much by Anthony. Rebound controlled by Holmes for Moberly. Up the floor, in a hurry, into the lane, pulls up from 10, shot too strong, rebound tipped to the near side, grabbed by Anthony. Anthony up the floor. 2-on-4, she'll pass off to her right. Now waiting for help, 3 on its way. Will not go for Brown. Putback is good by Hurst. And the Falcons are on the board, trailing 5-2, 5:48 remaining in the first quarter. Newsom will get up the floor. She's waiting for Tyler to stop to tie her shoe. Play continues. Newsom in the front court, shot clock at 19. Tyler catches up. Pass goes left side. Tyler at the elbow has it, takes it low post. She was bumped to the floor by Hurst. It'll be her first team foul, number two. We'll get our first substitutions of the game. after the first free throw here. Tyler averaging 11.7 points per game, 2 of 2 from the stripe so far this season. First free throw on its way, rims up. Checking in for Moberly. Rex Singleton, Ree Mathis, and Caitlin Clark. Tyler with one more free throw attempt, the freshman from Summit, Illinois. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped to Clark. Kicks out to the near side of the floor. Mobley reset the offense. Newsom near the top. He bounce pass left side. Mathis dribbles to her left to the rack. Off the window. Kennett won! Ree Mathis getting her first points. And a chance for a three-point play. The foul on Douglas will be her first, team foul number three. Ree Mathis, 12.7 points per game. 38% from the free throw line this season, hits that one. 8-2 in favor of the Lady Hounds, 5:20 remaining in the first. Long pass up the floor. Hurst got behind everyone, puts it up and in. As they broke the press, and now Clark goes to the floor. She's holding her right knee. We're going to take a break. 5:13 remaining here in the first quarter. Lady Hounds up 8-4. We'll be back here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Back as Clark is being carried over to the bleachers to get her knee looked at, and not a good sign for the Lady Hounds as we get back to action. 5:10 remaining in the first quarter. It's 8-4 into the front court. Singleton with it. Left side, she'll find Mathis off to her left now for Newsom. As Akilah Anderson's checked into the game. Newsom drives the lane left side, now kicks out. Singleton with it. At the left elbow, feeds it low post. Anderson's jumper, wave it off. She traveled. And it'll be Falcons ball, 4:52 remaining here in the first. Up the near sideline into the front court. Brown with it, dribbles into a double team, drew the contact, and a foul's going to be called on Mathis. That'll be her first, team foul number two. Alexis Crane has checked into the game for Southeastern, as has Kyla Covington. Inbounds pass comes into Brown. Just past the midway point of the first quarter. Mobley up 8-4. Near side of the floor, Brown with it. Ball fed inside to Covington. Her baby hook is good. Her first point. Sophomore from Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's 8-6, 4:28 remaining here in the first quarter. Front court Singleton with it. Drives the lane. The layup is up and in. 10-6 in favor of the Lady Hounds, 4:15 remaining. Singleton getting her first points. Up the far sideline, Brown with it. Gets to the wing, now curls back up, feeds it low post. Covington shot off the glass, won't go, rebound Moberly. And dribbling out of trouble is Newsom into the front court with numbers. Kicks out left side, Mathis with it, working to the baseline. Jumper from 12 is too strong. Rebound put back on the near side by Tyler's good. Satori Tyler getting her first points, 12-6 Moberly, 3:49 remaining first quarter. Long pass into the front court, near side for Crane, freshman from Mounds, Illinois. She'll feed it off, drive into the basket. The layup is too strong by Hurst, rebound Moberly. Grabbed by Anderson. She'll get off to Singleton into the front court, to the free throw line. Stops there, brings it back out. Left side of the floor, Mathis dribbling to her left. Comes back to her right, back to her left, to the free throw line. Long pass to the right side. Tyler reverses. Newsom for three. Off target left. Rebound controlled by the Falcons and a foul on Moberly. See which one they call it on. They're going to give it to Mathis. That'll be her second. Team foul number three. She was there along with Anderson. And we'll get a couple of substitutions for Lady Hound. Shania Liebert into the game for the first time. Casey Holmes back in. Mathis sitting down along with Tyler. 3:16 remaining in the first quarter. Moberly leading 12-6. Inbounds pass come into Brown. She'll give it back to Hurst. Hurst will cross the timeline. Her defender, Newsom, fell down. Pass to the baseline. It's too strong out of bounds. Moberly ball. Southeastern had numbers for a moment. Couldn't capitalize. Holmes will inbound in the backcourt to Singleton. 3:07 remaining. First quarter, it's 12-6. In favor of the Lady Hounds. Singleton into the front court, right side at the elbow. Passes off to right Newsom. Gets back out top of the key, Holmes. Holmes drives the lane left side. Stops 8 feet from the basket. Turns around all the way, 360. Jumps and is fouled on the shot attempt. The foul on Hurst will be her second. Team foul number four.
Her second foul, team four.
At the line, KZ Holmes, 5.7 points per game, 36% from the free throw line this year. First one spins out. Zara Daniel comes in, replacing Casey Newsom. One more attempt coming up for Holmes. Second free throw. Spins out, no good. The rebound controlled by the Falcons. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half, 12-6. Moberly with the lead. Front court, right side of the floor. On the dribble is Brown. Stops top of the key. She'll feed off to her right for Covington. Covington tries to fight her way into the lane. Throws an elbow against Anderson. Calls the offensive foul. Covington picks up her first team foul, number five, with a blatant elbow. Into the chest of Akilah Anderson. Singleton will bring it up the floor. Dribbling left, dribbling right. Pass to the near side of the floor. On the dribble now is Daniel into the lane, into traffic. Called for a travel as she went up on the shot. And it'll be Southeastern ball. 2:16 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Hounds up 12-6. Into the front court will be Raven Brown on the dribble. She's guarded by Singleton. Right side for Hurst. Holds the ball, now feeds inside, and stolen away by Daniel. She'll leave it back for Singleton into the front court. Under two to play in the first quarter. Dribbles right, dribbles left, kicks back out top of the key. Three on the way by Daniel. Rims out, no good. Rebound 4-4. Liebert chasing it down, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons, Brianna Douglas. Moberly ball. Anita Salones checks back into the game. For Southeastern, 1:44 remaining in the first quarter. Someone's got to get open. Singleton looking for help. Liebert takes it the right corner. Gives it back top of the key. Holmes holds it. Left side of the floor for Singleton. Curling back to her right. Into the lane. Looking for help. Gives it back out to Liebert on the wing. Has trouble to catch. Chases it down to the sideline. Liebert dribbles into the baseline. Gives it back out. Three from the right corner. Off the rim. No good for Singleton. And a foul on the rebound. Is going to go against Covington. That'll be her second. Team foul number six here in the first quarter. It'll be two shots coming up. And the official talking things over with Covington and Anderson right now. Making sure things don't get out of hand here. Covington had that elbow a few moments ago. Akila Anderson, 2 points per game. This will be her first free throw attempt of the year. And that one was too strong. Probably now 2 of 7 from the line in this game. DeAndre Johnson will come into the game replacing Covington. As a team, the Lady Hounds are shooting 47% from the stride coming into the game. Second free throw is good. Anderson's first point, 13-6. Loose ball near the top of the key, and a foul is going to be called. Singleton called for the first. Will be her first. Team foul number four. Salones will inbound from the far sideline. Gets into Brown near the right corner. Long skip past the near side for Crane. Launches a two. It's good. Alexis Crane, averaging 2.5 points per game, gets her first bucket, 13-8. A minute 10 remaining in the first quarter. Singleton, top of the key. Hands it off. Holmes drives in the lane, right side, takes the basket, lays it up and in. Holmes with four, 15-8 in favor of Lady Hounds, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Front court, right side, ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Southeastern. So Lones had it knocked out of her hands by Akilah Anderson. 53.4 seconds remaining. Pass deflected. Does get through to Salones. Off the window. It's good. Her first points. Sophomore from Spain. 15-10. 47 seconds remaining here in the first. Singleton into the front court right side. To the free throw line. Anderson has it. Knocked over hands. Gives outside to Holmes. 17 on the shot clock. Holmes drives the lane right side. Won't get the roll, but she's got two free throws coming up. Hung up on the lip for just extended second. The foul on Salones, her first. Holmes 0 of 2 from the free throw line this game, 4 of 13 now on the season. She's averaging 5.7 points per game. First one rims out. Shatori Tyler back into the game. She'll replace Liebert. .31.2 seconds remaining first quarter. Lady Hounds up 15-10. Second free throw. Bounces off, no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Mobley ball. Pass comes out on the sideline, deflected out of bounds, last touch by Tyson. And checking in for Lady Hounds will be Casey Newsom back into the game. Inbounds pass will come in. Holmes has it near the top of the key, left side. Less than a second difference between the two clocks. Left corner Newsom drives in the lane, tries to force a pass, and she was fouled. We'll have two free throws coming up. Fouls on Alexis Crane. That'll be her first. First free throw on its way is short by Newsom. Mobley is now 2 of 10 from the line. Second free throw attempt by Newsom, looking for her first points of the game. Spins off right, no good. Rebound controlled by the Falcons. Shot clock's turned off, 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. Into the front court, pass comes near side. Douglas with it. Near the elbow, drives the lane. Takes it to the basket, blocked from behind. A foul's going to be called. Looked like a pretty clean block. Holmes picks up her first, team foul number five. Donna Douglas, 9.5 points per game, 3 of 7 from the free throw line this year. First attempt, spins out to the right. That's the first attempt of the game for Southeastern Illinois. Second free throw on its way. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Mobley. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Up to midcourt. Three by Tyler off the window. No good. After one quarter, it's Mobley 15, Southeastern Illinois 10. Back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Your diamond ring is worth more than just dollars and cents. And if you look down one day and found your diamond missing...
Well, that doesn't have to happen. Hi, this is Chris at Beecraft Jewelers in downtown Moberly. Diamonds don't wear out, but the mountings are set in due.
Don't gamble with your diamond jewelry. See Chris with Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly for a free safety inspection today.
Repair of damaged or worn prongs are inexpensive compared to the loss and heartache you could suffer.
Have your diamond jewelry safety inspected today at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly.
It's free.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Welcome back to Fitzsimmons John Arena. J.B. Conley with you. Start the second quarter, 15-10. Good news for Lady Hounds. Caitlin Clark is back in the team huddle right now. She was just testing out her knee and was walking apparently without injury. Just pointing a little bit to where... It felt a little funny just under her right knee, but was walking seemingly okay, and she's sitting on the bench again, so that is very good news. Even if she doesn't return to this game, certainly looking better than what it did when she left the game in the first quarter. 15-10 in favor of the Lady Hounds as we start the second quarter. Falcons with the ball going right to left. Inbounds pass into the backcourt to Raven Brown. She'll throw it to the near side for Johnson. Gives it back to Brown. Mobley starting out man-to-man. Into the high post right side for Salones. Off to her right, Brown back to Salones. Drives key left side in traffic. Layup too strong. Put back. Draws a foul. Two free throws coming up for Johnson. Lady Hounds foul is on Newsom. Her first. Team foul number one here in the second quarter. Johnson averaging 3.5 points per game. One of two from the line coming in hits the first. Shea Wilkes will come back in, replacing Akilah Anderson. The Hounds have led by as many as seven. Second free throw rolls off, no good, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Moberly. It will be Southeastern ball. First will inbound to the near side. Quick jumper by Salones. Too strong. Rebound controlled by Wilkes for Moberly. She'll find Newsom into the front court left side. Dribbles up to the key. Takes all the way to the basket herself. Her shot partially blocked. Wilkes the rebound. The putback high off the glass is good. Wilkes gets her first points of the game. 17-11, 9-24 remaining first half. Bounce pass near side. Quick three by Hurst. Too strong. Rebound Moberly. This one grabbed by Tyler. Tyler zips a pass left side. Daniel's shot was blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Hounds. Hurst with the block there. 9:09 remaining. First half, 17-11 in favor of Moberly. Pass comes into the free throw line. Holmes drives the lane right side. She's fouled and will shoot two. If it's Hurst, it's her third. And that is the call. Team foul number one. They really can't afford to be without her. She's averaging 9 points per game. That's in the top five on her team. The scoring's pretty well spread. But she leads in free throws, leads in assist-to-turnover ratio. First free throw is good by Holmes. She's now one of five from the line. Jamari Tyson will come in to replace her, freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, 5'4". Tyson's averaging 24 points per game. Surprised she hasn't been in the game yet. Second free throw is no good. The rebound controlled by the Falcons. Into the front court. Right side, it's Salone. She'll give it back out to Brown. Curling to her right, gets to the arc. Feeds into the right corner. Three on the way is too strong by Johnson. Rebound Moberly. Holmes quickly up the floor, one on two. Holmes to the rack, steps on her defender, had it partially blocked and taken away by Salones. 18-11. Front court near side, Tyson. Near the corner, gives it back up top of the key. Crane with it off to her right. Fed back inside for Crane, deflected away by Daniel. Into the front court for Mobley. Tyler going coast to coast. The layup is good. Wasn't pretty, but it counts for two anyway. 20-11, largest lead for Lady Hounds. 8:15 remaining in the first half. Brown into the front court, left side. Stops at the wing, gives it back up. Between the circles, Tyson, dribbling to her left, back to the near side again for Brown. Curling to her right. Pass goes top of the key, Crane, feeds it off right side of the floor. Driving in, the shot off the window, up and in by Salonzo, has four. 20-13, 7:47 remaining in the first half. Tyler, front court right side, crossing to her left, stops top of the key. Pass left side, does get through, Newsom with it. The free throw line, still dribbling, lost it off her shoe, got it back. Now needs help, and they're going to call a lane violation on Wilkes. Singleton checks in. Tori Tyler will sit down. And back in for the Falcons is Kylie Covington, replacing Raven Brown. And Mobley's going to get Rachel Spencer into the game, replacing Holmes. 7:29 remaining first half. Lady Hounds leading 20-13. Inbounds pass in the backcourt, deflected, goes out of bounds. Mobley ball. Tyson couldn't hang on to it, and she had Singleton all over. Singleton forcing the turnover. She'll inbound from the far corner. Needs someone to get open. Out near midcourt, Newsom feeds it right side. Three on the way. Off target by Daniel. Rebound controlled by the Falcons. Long pass in the front court near side. Johnson dishes underneath. Shot off the window. Gets the roll. It's Crane getting her first, second basket. She has 4 points, 20-15. 7:08 and counting here in the first half. Lady Hounds by five. Singleton kicks out right side. Spencer drives into the rack, layup too strong. Rebound tipped around and finally grabbed by Covington. Long outlet pass into the front court. Tyson finds Crane. Crane misses the bunny. Rebound controlled by Moberly. And a timeout will be taken by the Lady Hounds. We'll take a 30-second break. 6:49 left in the first half, 20-15. Moberly back in 30 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
And welcome back. J.B. Conley with you, 6:49 remaining here in the first half. Lady Hounds leading 20-15. Moberly led by Casey Holmes with five. Shatori Tyler with four. Sara Daniel and Bree Mathis with three apiece. Southeastern Illinois has Crane, Hurst, and Salones with four each. Mobley with the ball, Singleton into the front court. Has it between the circles, gave up her dribble, got the pass off to Newsom. Newsom left side. Finds Zara Daniel, drives into lane, and she'll be tied up on the arrow. It's Mobley ball, 11 on the shot clock. 6:32 remaining. Here in the first half, Mobley leading 20-15. Pass comes in near side, Newsom. Dribbling to her left, feeds it off to her left. Shot clock at 6. Spin move by Daniel. Jumper from 12. Draws iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Covington. 20-15, under 6:20 to play in the first half. Tyson into the front court, working to her right. Feeds it right side for Douglas. Douglas off to the right for Crane. Crane near the top of the key, working left, spinning. looking for help, and a foul is going to be called on Singleton. That is her second personal, team foul number two. .603 remaining here in the first half. Douglas will inbound from the near sideline into the backcourt for Tyson. Dribbling to her right. Stops. Feeds into the high post. Covington looking for help now. Backs in on Wilkes and wave it off. She used the elbow again. And Covington picks up her third personal. That's going to get Salones back off the bench in a hurry. So Covington and Hurst both with three personal fouls. 5:52 remaining in the second quarter. Lady Hounds by five. Into the front court. Singleton crossing left. Now kicks into the left corner. Daniel thought about a three. Drives the lane instead. Her shot blocked and draws the foul. Sloan's got her on the wrist. That'll be her second, team foul number three. That will get Raven Brown back off the bench for the Falcons after the first free throw attempt. .538 remaining here in the first half. This will be Daniels' first free throw attempt of the game. That one's nothing but net. 6 of 8 on the season coming in, 75%. Freshman from Miami, Florida, averaging 10 points per game. Second free throw is good. 22-15. Into the front court, right side. Long three is too strong by Brown. Rebound controlled by Moberly. That was not a well-advised shot. Spencer into the front court. Top of the key, Singleton. Singleton drives the lane right side. Is sealed off now. Needs help. Gives it back out. Threw it behind Newsom. Saved from going into the backcourt by Daniel. Shot clock at 15. Daniel gave up her dribble. She'll find Singleton driving to the basket. She dishes off the layup up and in by Wilkes. Singleton the assist. 24-15, midway point of the second quarter. Matching the largest lead of the afternoon so far for the Lady Hounds. Driving in, the layup up and in by Tyster for first points of this game. 24-17, 4:45 remaining in the first half. Singleton between the circles, working to her right. Gives it off right side of the floor, holding the ball is Daniel. Daniel curling to her left, gives it back outside and threw it behind Spencer into the backcourt. Spencer has to chase it down. As Brown was hustling after the ball. And it will be Southeastern Illinois ball running down the far sideline after Tyler and Holmes check back in, replacing Spencer and Singleton. Holmes back in. She got the start because Coach Hayden wanted a little bit more offense. Thought Holmes would provide that. And she's tied for a team high 5 points right now. Ball fin lane stolen by Tyler. 4.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Into the front court, left side. Driving to the baseline. Newsom puts it up and in. A little floater from six for her first points. 26-17. 4:15 remaining in the first half. Near side, Brown. Between the rings now for Salones. Dribbling to her left, spins to her right. Kept the handle on the ball. The shot too strong. Rebound controlled by Mobley. Grabbed by Newsom. 4 minutes left in the half. Long pass up the floor. Holmes to the rack and missed that one. Rebound controlled by Southeastern. A foul's going to be called on Wilkes. That is her second personal. Team foul number three. Keila Anderson back into the game, and we have a timeout on the floor taken by Southeastern. 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 26-17, 3:54 left in the first half. You're listening to Lady Hounds basketball on Quicks.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Welcome back. J.B. Conley with you, 3:54 remaining in the first half. Lady Hounds leading 26-17. They'll have a little bit of a break after this one. Their next action will be next weekend at the Marshalltown Classic. They'll take on Des Moines Area on Friday, Marshalltown on Saturday. Our next Lady Hounds broadcast will be a week from Tuesday. They'll be at Penn Valley in Kansas City, part of a doubleheader with the men. 3:54 remaining in the first half. Southeastern trailing 26-17. They have the ball. It'll be Brown to bring it into the front court for the Falcons. Dribbling to her right, pass goes right side for Crane. Back into the high post. Sloan feeds it low post. Off the window, up and in by Brianna Douglas. Her first points. 26-19. 3:35 and counting left in the first half. Newsom front court. Right side of the floor, Tyler. Off to her right. She'll find Daniel. Back up to the top of the key. Three by Tyler. Off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Southeastern. Brown will dribble out of there with it. 3:20 remaining in the first half. Into the front court. Brown kicks out to the right corner. Gives it back up to the top of the key. Douglas with it. Drives lane right side. She was bumped by Anderson at the elbow. And it's her first. Team foul number four. 3:10 remaining in the first half. 26-19 in favor of the Lady Hounds. They've not trailed in this game. Nia Salones will inbound from the baseline near side. Comes out to the wing for Tyson. Tyson, guarded by Daniel. Pass goes right side. Three on the way. Will not go for Crane. Rebound controlled by Mobley. Into the front court. Newsom with it between the circles. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Tyler to her right. Daniel holds the ball. Gives it back up top of the key left side. Holmes off to her left. Tyler with it at the wing. Back to the top of the key. Three on the wing. Off target. Will not go for Holmes. And we get a whistle as it's deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Southeastern ball. 2:37 remaining in the first half. 26-19 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Brown right side. She'll find Crane. Comes back up. Tyson with it. Dribbles to her left. Sealed off. Gives it back out to the top of the key. Salones will drive the lane left side. Her layup is good. She has six to lead all scorers. 26-21, 2:10 remaining in the first half. Newsom into the front court behind the back dribble. Has it near the top of the key now. Ball swung around the perimeter, left side. Daniel has it at the wing. Back to the top of the key. Holmes, right side of the floor now. Tyler holds it overhead. Drives to her left. Feeds it left side. Newsom, 10 on the shot clock, 1:50 left in the half. Into lane, stolen away by Crane. She'll find Brown. Front court, near side. Salones lost the handle, got it back. Kicks it back outside. Ball fed into low post, and too much for Crane to handle. Out of bounds, Moberly ball with 1:37 left at the half. Coming up at halftime, I think we will have an interview with Pat Smith. Talked to him Friday night after Lonzo Verge went off for 55 points, new school record at Kennedy King. We'll play that for you. We'll have stats, take a look ahead. All that coming up in the halftime report brought to you by Arts. 1:27 remaining in the first half. Near side of the floor. Low post, Holmes has it knocked over hands, taken away by the Falcons. 1:20 remaining in the half. Brown in the backcourt, following the steal. Into the front court, right side. Still dribbling. Shot clock at 19. Crane deep off the right wing. Lobs at low post. Douglas puts it up and in. Douglas with four. Down to a 3-point game. 26-23. 1 minute remaining in the half. Lady Hounds were up by five after a quarter. They've led by as many as nine. Front court right side. Newsom. Lost off the foot of Crane. He'll stay with Moberly. 48.9 seconds remaining, 18 on the shot clock. Pass will come in. Holmes with it. Gives off to Newsom, lost the ball off her foot, saved it from going out of bounds by throwing it off of Crane. It'll be Mobley ball, down to 12 on the shot clock. Newsom will inbound between the circles now. Daniels pass is stolen away by Brown. Brown takes it coast to coast, misses the bunny. The putback, however, is good, cleaning up with Salones. It's a one-point game. 26-25. Shot clock turned off. I think they did it prematurely. Mobley inbounded with about 31 seconds remaining. Into the front court. Ball comes right side. Holmes has her shot partially blocked by Douglas, and we get a foul called. This is on Raven Brown. That is her first. Team foul number four. They said it was in the act of shooting. So a pair of free throws coming up for Keela Anderson. First free throw is good. She's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 27-25, 15 seconds remaining here in the first half. Second free throw is no good. Gets on rebound. Her runner from 6 is good. Cleans up her miss with the bucket. She has 4 points, 29-25. 6 seconds left. Into the front court. Brown near side. Crosses to her right at the free throw line. Throws a pass to the right court. Threw it out of bounds with 1 second remaining. And the pass was too high for Crane. Mobley only has a second left to go the length of the floor. Tyler will inbound, gets into Newsom. She'll launch it from half court. And that one's well short at the half. It is Mobley 29, Southeastern Illinois 25. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back here after that to recap first half stats. 29-25 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Back in 2 minutes here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Ladies, you deserve a night out, and Seidenstrickers is just the place for you. Join us for our Ladies' Night November 15th at our Tipton store, November 20th in Columbia, and the 27th in Mexico. Enjoy appetizers, beverages, and prizes, plus save 20% on our wide selection of John Deere toys, tools, and merchandise, perfect for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Mark your calendars for a night of fun and savings at Seidenstrickers Ladies' Nights in Tipton, Columbia, and Mexico. Visit Seidenstrickers.com for all the Ladies' Night details.
Now through November 30th, save $60 on MS-250 at Failing Small Engine in Salisbury. Buy a MS-180 CBE saw and get an extra chain free. Better yet, get a MS-271 Farm Boss and get a free extra chain, a six-pack of HP Ultra Oil, plus double your warranty, all at no extra charge. It's happening now at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West in Salisbury.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
And welcome back to Fitzsimmons, John Arena, J.B. Connolly with you. It's halftime. Lady Hounds lead 29-25 over Southeastern Illinois. Halftime show brought to you by Arts, great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. Lady Hounds leading 29-25, led by Zara Daniel and Casey Holmes with 5 points each in the first half. Four each for Keela Anderson, Jatori Tyler, and Shea Wilkes. 3 points for Mauricia Mathis, 2 points each for Lex Singleton and Casey Newsom in the first half. Southeastern Illinois led by Anita Salones with eight. 4 each for Alexis Crane, Elena Hurst, and Brianna Douglas. 2 points for Shamari Tyson and Kayla Covington, 1 for Godric Johnson in the first half. Probably took the lead early. We haven't had any ties or lead changes. Lady Hounds 6 of 16 from the free throw line. Southeastern is 1 of 4 from the charity stripe in the first half. 29-25 the score here at halftime. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire and Auto, Art Supplies, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring. Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, B-Craft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly. Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Weiss Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Pat Smith. I caught up with him Friday night after Alonzo Verge's big night in the Hounds win at Kennedy King. That's coming up in 2 minutes as part of the halftime show here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
Big win for your squad. Alonzo coming home, breaking his own school record from last year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, he just had a tremendous game. I mean, he's back here in his own city, and it's kind of interesting that last year when he broke it, he was up there also up in Northern Illinois, and he seems to really get fired up and motivated to play up here, JB. And I tell you, we came out, it's funny, the first 8 or 10 minutes, he really kind of, I thought he was probably trying to do too much. And then somewhere around midway through the first half, he just really settled down and just got into a really good rhythm. I think he had 20 at the half. And then the second half, he just put on a show. But I'm going to say this, he had a lot of guys that were really working hard to get him the record. I mean, even at the end, I had him out. I had him still in. And I had four of our guys in that don't play a ton, and they were just all working to get him the record. The bench was enthusiastic. And so, JB, it's just not very often in a guy's career that he breaks his own scoring record in a 2-year career, is it?
No, it's not. And 17 of 24 shooting from the field is pretty nice.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, we were getting updates. This goes back to a long time ago when I was at Wabash Valley Junior College, and had a first-team All-American, William Unseld, ended up playing at South Carolina. And he had a pretty good game. And about 9 minutes left in the game, I took him out. We were blowing a team out on the road. Found out later on, in 31 minutes of playing time that night, he had 53 points. It was 1 point from the school record. And I've never been as sick in my life. Nobody told me. Nobody informed me. So, you know, when I found out the night the Zoe was that close, and even though it was pretty much a blowout loss, we weren't pressing anymore. We had the rest of our starters out. I just felt like I owed it to him to let him make a run at getting the record again, at breaking his own school record.
I don't want to overlook Sean Miller Moore's night with 22 points.
He had a couple of dunks that probably should be on SportsCenter tomorrow. He had one. It's funny, you know, both the assists, both of the dunks he had, Zoe was actually out in front and gave the ball up to him so he could dunk it. A couple baskets he cost himself too, but he threw one off the board, and I cannot begin to describe this dunk that he did tonight. I mean, he had the whole gym, all their fans were dancing in the aisles.
Well, it certainly sounds like it was a fun trip for your guys. Did you like the atmosphere there?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. You know, it's kind of interesting. There was a ton of people there at the start of the game, and then by the end of the game, it was pretty well packed. And, you know, it's just nice to come up here and get a win. I mean, you know, what they used against us last year was the lack of D1 win, so we got our second D1 win tonight. And we're going to come back this weekend, take some time off, hopefully watch Kentucky beat Tennessee tomorrow, get back at it Monday.
You've got a couple of Kansas school coming up next weekend in Sedalia.
Yeah, play Independence in Allen County, and I'm not really sure of the order yet, I hate to say.
Anything else you want Greyhounds fans to know before I let you go?
Well, just that, you know, it was a good win, and I tell you what, we kind of strategically playing this game for our first road win. Are they great? No, but I tell you, we had about a 10-minute spurt at the start of the second half. And if we can bottle that defensively, we got a shot to be really, really good early, and with the schedule we got coming up, JB, we better be good.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Drive safely.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Ladies, you deserve a night out, and Seidenstrickers is just the place for you. Join us for our Ladies' Night, November 14th at our Kirksville store. Enjoy appetizers, beverages, and prizes, plus save 20% on our wide selection of John Deere toys, tools, and merchandise. Perfect for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Mark your calendars for a night of fun and savings at Seidenstrickers Ladies' Night, Wednesday, November 14th in Kirksville from 5:30 to 7:30. Visit Seidenstrickers.com for all the Ladies' Night details.
It's the Cadillac 2018 model closeout at Thomas Motors in Moberly. You can save over $15,000 on select 2018 Cadillacs. If you've ever wanted a Cadillac, now's the time to stop into Thomas Motors. 2018 Cadillacs are on the move, so head in today to get yours. View your new 2018 Cadillac online at thomasmtrs.com. Save thousands on your next Cadillac at Thomas Motors, where a handshake still means something.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
To the halftime show here on Information Radio Quicks. Thanks to Pat Smith for talking to us on Friday night on their drive back, and we will have more Greyhounds basketball coming up for you Friday. The old take on Independence Friday at 5 o'clock, pregame 4:50 from Sedalia. And then Saturday, same time, they'll take on Allen County. We'll have those games for you on Quicks AM and FM. Tuesday night, we will have Truman Women's Basketball. They'll host Missouri Western. They'll be on Crash Pratt. We'll have the call pregame 5:15. Well, our girls' high school tip-off show Thursday, 5:30 to 10 on Crest. Friday, Mizzou basketball versus Kennesaw State on the Captain starting at 2 o'clock. Greyhounds game on Quicks. Truman Men at Northwest Missouri State will be on Crest Friday night. Brad will have to call that one starting at 6:45. Halftime report's been brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Mobley. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have your second half. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on AM 1230, KWIX Moberly, 92.5, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com coming up on 3 o'clock.
A Billy Goat from Failing Small Engine in Salisbury can help cut your fall yard and landscaping projects down to size. Yes, you heard right. I said Billy Goats. We also have several special offers on steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and lots more. Stop in today and see how Failing Small Engine can help with your fall yard and landscaping projects.
And yes, they really do rent Billy Goats. Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Welcome back to Fitzsimmons John Arena as we get ready for the start of the second half here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Mobley in gray uniforms, white numerals, red trim. Going right to left here in the second half, Southeastern, the blue uniforms, gold numerals, white trim. Going left to right. As we wait for both teams to come out of their respective huddles, get to the starters for the second half. It's going to be Newsom, Mathis, Holmes, Singleton, and Wilkes on the floor for the Lady Hounds. Tyson, Brown, Douglas, Crane, and Salones on the floor for Southeastern. Southeastern with the ball. Inbounds pass will come into the backcourt for Tyson. Tyson dribbling between the circles, coming to a right, guarded by Holmes. Pass right side, finds Crane. Probably playing man-to-man again, left side of the floor. Tyson holds the ball back to the top of the key for Crane. Lobs a pass inside, deflected. Wilkes couldn't come up with it, but she does tip it away to Singleton. Long pass up the floor, finds Newsom, dribbles out to the right corner. Dishes to Wilkes off the bottom of the basket. She's fouled. Contact as she went up with the shot from the left side. And the foul will be on Raven Brown. That'll be her second, team foul number one. First and Covington with three each. No other player with more than two. And she banks in the first free throw and laughs about it. Wilkes with 5 points now. So that one would hit high in the square and landed in. Second free throw. That one's no good. Tried to bank it in again. Rebound control to the near side by Mathis. Kicks out to the near side. Singleton. Curling to her right. 30-25 in favor of Lady Hounds. A travel's going to be called on Mathis. She tried to dribble around Brianna Douglas. 5-point game. Early third quarter. Into the front court will be Raven Brown. Long pass deflected, taken away by Holmes. Into the front court. Mathis drives in, switches hands, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Southeastern. They've got numbers. Pass to the near side of the floor. Salones kicks back. Three on the way is too strong by Crane. Rebound fought for in the key. Salones grabs it and gets rid of it left side. Ball fed back to the low post left side for Brianna Douglas. Back out for Brown near midcourt, 18 on the shot clock. Left side for Crane. Dribbles twice to her right, up to the top. He finds Tyson. Down to 10, working to her left. Still has it. Back to the near side, down to 5, 4, 3. Working right side, back to the top feet. Three at the buzzer is no good. It'll be a shot clock violation. They even draw iron on the shot by Douglas. And a timeout will be taken by Southeastern Illinois. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's 30-25 in favor of Lady Hounds. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Your diamond ring is worth more than just dollars and cents. And if you look down one day and found your diamond missing...
Well, that doesn't have to happen. Hi, this is Chris at Beecraft Jewelers in downtown Moberly. Diamonds don't wear out, but the mountings are set in due.
Don't gamble with your diamond jewelry. See Chris with Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly for a free safety inspection today.
Repair of damaged or worn prongs are inexpensive compared to the loss and heartache you could suffer.
Have your diamond jewelry safety inspected today at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly.
It's free.
Howdy, cowpokes. It's me, your favorite cowboy, again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're sleeping under the stars, it's nice knowing you've got the right insurance plans to protect your family back home from all the dangers they face, from your home to your health to your life and your business and your vehicles, too. Valentine Insurance Agency has a plan for you. Give them a call and tell them Dusty sent you. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
The Fitzsimmons John Arena. J.B. Conley with you as we have 8:29 remaining here in the third quarter. Lady Hounds with the ball, leading 30-25. Singleton in the front court, right side for Newsom at the wing. Newsom starts to dribble around the top of the key, comes to the near side of the floor. She'll find Holmes at the left wing, goes back to right around screen by Wilkes into lane. Now her shot blocked and taken away by Douglas. Outlet pass into the front court for Brown. Bounces left side for Tyson. Tyson tries to kick it back outside. Ball loose on the floor. Taken away by Moberly. Diving for it was Singleton. Now Newsom to the front court, left side. Three on the way by Holmes. Off the rim, no good. Rebound put back for Moberly. Good by Tyler. She has six. 32-25, 7:44 remaining in the third quarter. Long pass front court, left side for Crane. Crane zips it back to the near side. Too high, saved on the sideline by Brown. Curling to her left, back up to the top of the key, Douglas. Right side for Brown. Shot clock at 10. Into the right corner. Three on the way off the iron. No good by Tyson. Rebound controlled by Moberly. They'll push it. Into the front court, right side, Singleton. Top of the key. Tyler for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Wilkes, the putback. Draws a foul. She'll shoot two. She was hit on the arm as she went up. And the foul on Raven Brown will be her third personal. Team foul number two. Shea Wilkes has 5 points, one of two from the free throw line. And the first one's good. A high arcing free throw. Lands safely in the net. Lena Hurst and Carla Covington back into the game. Replacing Salones and Douglas. Second free throw is an air ball that goes out of bounds. 33-25, 7:10 remaining, third quarter. Inbounds pass will come in to Raven Brown. She'll get it into the front court for the Falcons. Dribbling to her right, feeds into the low post. Covington dribbles once, off the window, it's good. She has 4 points. 33-27. Singleton, front court, top of the key, still dribbling, gets into the lane. Now goes to the floor with the ball loose. Somebody's lost a wheel. And we'll have a tie-up on the far sideline as Tyson retrieves her shoe. He'll stay Moberly ball with 6:45 remaining in the third quarter. Singleton will inbound to far sideline. Even with the top of the key. Gets into Newsom. Has it ripped out of her hands and taken away by Crane. Crane up the floor to the rack. Is fouled and will shoot two as Holmes got her from behind. That'll be her second personal, team foul number one. Alexis Curry at the line has 4 points. She is 2 of 2 from the free throw line this season, averaging 2.5 points per game. First free throw is good. Ray Mathis back in, replacing Newsom. One more attempt for Crane. Freshman from Mounds, Illinois. Second free throw is good. 33-29, 6:37 remaining third quarter. Singleton into the front court, finds Mathis high post, drives the lane to the rack, left it short, and she's fouled. We'll have two free throws coming up. The foul on Hurst is her fourth. Team foul number three. Mathis with 3 points. Hit her only free throw attempt earlier. Slight delay as we wait for Shamari Tyson to tie her shoes. First one is too strong. One more attempt for Mathis, who came into the game hitting 6 of 16 from the free throw line. One of two in this game now. Second free throw is good. 4 points for her. 34-29, 6:27 remaining here in the third quarter. Into the front court, near side. Tyson feeds it right corner. Three on the way is an air ball by Brown. Rebound controlled by Mobley. Mathis into the front court, 2-on-2. She pulls up for a 15-foot jumper off the heel. No good. Rebound put back by Holmes. Won't go. Rebound this time grabbed by Hurst. Hurst up the far sideline, now crosses back to her right, feeds it right side, three by Crane is good. Crane has 9 points to lead her team, 34-32 in favor of Lady Hounds, 5:53 remaining in the third quarter. Singleton going coast to coast, stripped to the ball, goes out of bounds, stays with Mobley. 5:49 remaining in the third quarter. Inbounds pass comes near side of the floor, driving in. Mathis lays it up and in. She has six, 36-32, 5:40 left in the third. Front court left side, Brown. On the far sideline, feeds it high post, back to the top. He now swings it to the right side. Three on the way, draws a foul. Three free throws coming up as Holmes gave her a hip check. And it's her third personal. And Alexis Crane shooting three free throws. She's 2 of 2 from the line. One of the better free throw shooters so far in the season for the Falcons. First one on its way is good. Two more attempts coming up. Chance to pull her team within one. Second free throw is good. Checking in for Moberly, Casey Newsom and Zara Daniel, replacing Lex Singleton and Casey Holmes. Third free throw attempt on its way. Off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Moberly ball. I'm not sure that's the right call. I think it went off Wilkes. We'll take it. Lady Hounds up two with the ball, 5:23 and counting left in the third quarter. Newsom to the front court. Her pass deflected, taken away by Hurst. Hurst up the floor to the rack. The layup is left short. Rebound Brown. The putback draws a foul. She'll shoot two. Wasn't a foul that needed to be committed. She was an off-balance shot over her shoulder. The foul on Wilkes will be her third. Very difficult basket to make, but Raven Brown at the free throw line, where she's 2 of 2 on the season, averaging 8 points per game. First attempt is good. Singleton comes in, replacing Daniel. And Douglas back into the game for the Falcons. Brown, 5'5", sophomore from Houston, Texas, with a chance to tie it up. Second free throw is good. We're tied at 36 with 5:10 remaining in the third quarter. Only has led by as many as nine. Ball comes in the front court. Singleton into the high post finds Mathis. Mathis working the lane left side to the rack. Off the glass, too strong. Rebound tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Moberly. 4:54 remaining in the third quarter. Into the front court. Left side of the floor, Brown. Hits to the corner. Kicks back out. Driving now into the lane. The shot by Douglas up and in. She has six. Southeastern leads for the first time with 4:32 remaining in the third quarter. 38-36. Into the front court, Singleton holds it near the top of the key. Feeds it back to her right. Newsom driving right. Back to her left to the free throw line. Back outside the arc again. Now works to the right around the screen. Needs help. She gave up her dribble. Finds Singleton. Shot clock at 7. Takes a 15-foot jumper. It's good. We're tied. Singleton with 4 points. 38 all 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Left side driving in. Awkward shot somehow falls. For Shamari Tyson has 4. 40-38 in favor of the Falcons. 3:48 remaining. Third quarter. Near side, ball reverse top of key. Mathis drives the lane. Lost off her knee out of bounds. It's going to be Falcons ball with 3:38 left in the third quarter. Brown will bring it into the front court. Working right side of the floor, gets to the wing. Got it by Newsom. Takes it near the corner, now feeds inside, gets it back out. Brown will shoot a 3. It's good. Raven Brown's first basket. She has 5 points, 43-38. 3:19 remaining in the third quarter. Mathis top of the key. Steps into a 3. Rims out, no good. Rebound. Mathis got it herself. Goes up off the window. Won't get it to fall, but she'll have 2 free throws coming up. Pop right back out of the cylinder. Foul was called on Brianna Douglas. That is her second. Team foul number 4. Ray Mathis has 6 points, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. First attempt is good. She has 7, 43-39. Second free throw on its way is also good. Coming up on 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Ball fed left corner for Crane. Gives it back up top to Key Covington. Covington squares up. Now passes right side. Brown with it at the wing. 15 on the shot clock. Dribbles left. Top of the key. Douglas with it. Feeds in the low post. Covington had a knockdown of her hand. Saved in the right corner by Brown with 8. Back inside. Covington spins to her right. Off the glass. It's good. She has 6. 45-40. 2:40 left in the third quarter. Lex Singleton will cross the timeline. Bounce pass right side. Mathis at the elbow. Dribbles twice. Hands off. Newsom coming to her right. Steps into a 15-footer. It's good. That shot's been working for several players now for Mulberry. Newsom with 4. 45-42. 2:20 left in the third. Brown front court left side. Guarded by Newsom. Gets to the baseline. Head fakes once. Takes the shot. It's good from 12 feet out. Left side on the baseline. Raven Brown has 7 points, all of them here in the second half, 47-42. 2 minutes remaining, third quarter. Near side. Tyler with it, feeds it left corner. Mathis drives the baseline, past two defenders, tries to pass to Wilkes. Deflected back to Mathis. Mathis in the right corner, feeds inside, and Tyler was fouled. She'll have 2 free throws coming up. As Covington picks up her 4th. So Hurst and Covington with 4 each, Brown with 3. Some serious foul trouble for the Falcons. First free throw by Tyler is off target. She's 0 of 3. Wilkes will sit down. Anderson back in for Lady Hounds. Second free throw is good. Tyler with seven. 47-43. Ball deflected out of bounds. Will stay with Southeastern Illinois. Douglas will inbound near sideline to our right. Comes in between the circles. Tyson with him. Between the circles. Feeds into the high post. Nothing there. Comes back outside. Tyson dribbling to her right. Lobs a pass inside where it's stolen by Mathis. Up the floor. 1:27 left in the quarter. Mathis goes coast to coast. Lays it up and in. Down to a two-point game again. Mathis with 10. 47-45. 1:18 and counting left in the third quarter. Left side Brown. Feeds into the corner. Nothing there for Crane. Kicks out three by Douglas. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Mobley. Grabbed by Anderson. She'll leave it off for Singleton. Into the front court, left side. At the elbow. Back outside the arc. Takes it back to midcourt. Under a minute to play third quarter. Lady Hounds down three. Down two, excuse me. 47-45. Tyler in traffic. Gives it back outside. Ball deflected out of bounds. And it will be Mobley ball. It's deflected out. The official pointed Southeastern first, but his partners helped him out. Colomes will check back in, replacing Covington. Singleton will inbound. Gets it in. Tyler with it. Nine on the shot clock. Gives it back out. Mathis top of the key with four. With three. Drives the lane. Bumped to the floor. Loose on the floor. Grabbed by Southeastern. And the officials are going to have to get together. That shot clock should have been reset sooner. Southeastern already had possession. It will be Southeastern ball, 33 and a half seconds remaining. Inbounds pass will come in to Raven Brown. 47-45 Falcons. Into the front court, left side. Brown curling to her right. Feeds into the high post. Lowe's gives it back out near side for Brown. Down to 16 on the shot clock. Top of the key. Tyson working left. Down to 10. Crowd making some noise. Tyson knocked out of her hands. Loose on the floor. Five on the shot clock. And we'll have a held ball. It's going to be Southeastern ball with 5 seconds left in the quarter and two on the shot clock. So not only that's scramble for the ball, cost him about 3 seconds, also cost him a possession error. Inbounds pass comes out top of the key. Three launched is off the rim and over the backboard with 1.5 seconds left on the miss by Tyson. Shot clock turned off. 1.5 seconds left in the third quarter. Pass comes into the front court. Tyler, the catch, launches a three. Bang! She hit the three from half court. And after three quarters, the Lady Hounds lead 48-47. Back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Get ready for the start of the fourth quarter here at Fitzsimmons. John Arena, Lady Hounds leading 48-47. on a three at the buzzer by Shatori Tyler. Now has 10 points, tied for a team high with Ray Mathis. Alexis Green has 11 for Southeastern. Yeah, it'll be Lady Hound's ball to start the fourth quarter as well. Mathis, Newsom, Singleton. All out there. Along with Tyler and Anderson. Singleton into the front court. Picked up top of the key by Tyson. Feeds it to the right. Mathis baseline from 12. It's good. Mathis with 12. 50-47 in favor of Lady Hounds. 9:44 remaining. Brown into the front court left side. Leaves it off for Hurst, playing with four fouls. Dribbling to her right. She has four, and Covington also has four. Covington on the bench right now. Left side of the floor, Tyson with it. Nine on the shot clock. Up to the key. Falls to the floor, kept the dribble, rolls it back out. Tofke Hurst feeds it back inside. Two on the shot clock. Ball deflected. It'll be a violation. Moberly ball. Johnson driving the lane. Had her shot blocked, and they didn't recover in time. Moberly by three with the ball. 9:14 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Singleton into the front court, working to her right. Gives it back up top. Key Newsom from WNBA range. Off target to the right. No good. Rebound Mathis. Turnaround jumper from 10. Left it short off the rim. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Shamari Tyson, apparently. Looks like it may have been off Shatori Tyler. Covington back into the game, replacing Johnson. So two players with four fouls each on the floor for the Falcons right now. Inbounds pass goes into Mathis. She'll give it back. Newsom on the dribble. Takes it out to the right wing. Still dribbling. Looking for help. At the top of the key. Working left side. Stops. Gives it back to the near side of the floor. Singleton at the left elbow. Needs help. Gives it back outside to Mathis. Mathis with two defenders on her. Feeds in the low post. Anderson right side. Anderson draws two defenders. Turnaround jumper. Won't get the roll. Rebound controlled by Southeastern. Pass to midcourt for Tyson. Tyson zips up the floor. The layup is missed by Hurst. Rebound Moberly. Lady Hounds by three. 8:22 remaining. Mathis in the lane. Crosses to her left. Kicks out. No. Holds on to the ball. Now feeds it to the top of the key for Singleton instead. Drives the lane right side. Has her shot blocked and taken away by Covington. Long pass up the floor. Chased down by Brown. Her layup is good. Brown has nine. It's a one-point game. 50-49 in favor of the Lady Hounds. 8 minutes remaining. Singleton into the front court. Right side for Mathis. Off to her right. She'll find Tyler. Back to the top of the key. Loose ball. Grabbed by Newsom. Drives in. She is fouled and will shoot two. Oh, they're going to call a travel. Excuse me. Looked like there was a lot of contact there forcing the travel, but officials say violation on Moberly. 7:43 remaining in the fourth quarter. 50-49. Brown front court left side, finds Tyson. Holds overhead, now feeds in the low post. Dribbling is Douglas, she was fouled and will shoot two. Mathis tried to avoid the contact, picks up her third foul. Team foul number one. Brianna Douglas has 6 points. She's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Now 3 of 9 on the season. First one spins out. One more attempt coming up. Second free throw is good. She has 7. We're tied at 50. 7:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. Near the top of the key, 3 by Tyler. Is an air ball right, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Southeastern ball. Seven 16 remaining fourth quarter. Moberly 50, Southeastern Illinois 50. Up the far sideline, Brown will get it into the front court. takes it baseline, and she's fouled on shot attempt from behind. Newsom picks up her second personal. Team foul number two. At the line, Raven Brown, 2 of 2 from the stripe, 9 points, all of them in the second half. First free throw, spins out. Tara Daniel will check back into the game, replacing Shatori Tyler. The second free throw attempt on its way. No good. Rebound Moberly grabbed by Mathis. Brown missed them both. 7 minutes remaining. It's 50 all. Singleton between the circles. Dribbling to a right, feeds into a high post. Hands it back off. Newsom drives in. Lost the handle. Loose on the floor. We'll have a foul or a tie-up here. They're going to call a foul on Newsom. That'll be her third personal. Team foul number three. Team 6:46 remaining. It's 50 all. Inbounds pass will come into Tyson. Up the far sideline. Tyson into the front court, guarded by Singleton. Still dribbling. Feeds it to the baseline. Jumper from 12 left short. And a foul on the rebound after the miss by Brown. She's called for the foul. That's her fourth personal. Team foul number one here in the fourth quarter. Brown, Hurst, and Covington each with four personal fouls at this point. Falcons only dressed 10 today. Into the front court. Singleton passes off to her right. Finds Mathis. Mathis in traffic, forces up a shot. They're going to call a held ball. And it'll be Southeastern's ball on the arrow. Checking in will be Alexis Crane. She's going to replace Brown. 50 all. 6:20 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass comes in to Tyson. Dribbles into the front court, guarded by Singleton. Takes it to the left wing, now feeds Crane top of the key. Back to her left, runner lane is up and in by Anna Hurst. That'll be her sixth point, 52-50. In favor of Southeastern Illinois, under 6 minutes to play. Singleton front court right side. Feeds it to her right. Mathis dribbles across the top of the key, coming to her left. In traffic, stripped of the ball, taken away by Tyson. Tyson weaves her way up the floor. Kicks out left corner, three on the way, left short by Crane. Loose ball picked up eventually by Singleton for Moberly. 5:27 remaining. Moberly wants a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with 5:25 remaining. Southeastern Illinois 52, Lady Hounds 50, back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Announcing year-end model closeouts at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevy Buick and GMC models. Save up to 24% on select Chevy Silverados or up to 20% on select GMC Arcadias. Also special sneak peek saving on select 2019 Chevy Equinox and Buick Encores. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Hounds have the basketball. Down to 5:20 and counting left here in the fourth quarter. Driving in the lane, shot off the window, left short by Singleton. Rebound by Bartley. Anderson's putback won't call. Ball tipped to the near corner, chased down by Anderson. Kept it from going out of bounds, but her pass to midcourt stole away. Douglas up the floor. Her shot up and in. Douglas has nine. 54-50, midway point of the fourth quarter. Into the front court, right side, Singleton gives it back up to the top of the key. Working to her right, Mathis in traffic to the rack, and she was fouled and will shoot two. Who's the foul on? They're going to call it on Brianna Douglas. That'll be her third personal. Team foul number two. At the line is Marisa Mathis with 12 points, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Lady Hounds trailing 54-50, 4:52 remaining. First free throw is missed. The Falcons lost to Mineral Area and Three Rivers by a score of 61-39. The next night they beat Three Rivers 90-88. Lost to St. Louis 61-99. At Forest Park. Second free throw is missed, and we'll have a tie-up on the rebound. Anderson and Douglas tied up, and on the arrow, it's Mobley's ball. They're coming off a win over Lindenwood JV, 120-54 on Friday. So we're 2-2 coming in, and first three games, down with opponents with the Lady Hounds. Inbounds pass will come from Singleton baseline. Out to the top of the key, ball knocked loose, will be picked up by Southeastern. Covington feeds up the floor, the shot's going to draw a foul. Hurst will be at the line to shoot two. She was bumped from behind by Singleton. That is her third. 4:44 remaining, it's 54-50. Coach Hayden wants to know why there wasn't a foul on the loose ball scramble at the top of the key at the other end. Not pleased with the lack of a whistle there. First free throw is good for Hurst. She has 7 points now. 6 of 10 from the free throw line coming in. Second free throw is also good. And a timeout is taken. With 4:44 remaining, it's 56-50. 30-second timeout taken by Southeastern. We'll keep it here. But your regional radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire and Auto Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, B-Craft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly. Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Weiss Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Southeastern Illinois leading 56-50 with 4:44 remaining. The Hounds have led by as many as 9 in this game. Right now, Southeastern with its largest lead. Had 3 ties, 3 lead changes. Singleton will get it into the front court near sideline for the Lady Hounds. Gives up top of the key. Newsom with it. Dribbles to her right. Steps into a three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Covington for the Falcons. She'll get it off to Hurst. Into the front court left side. Hurst on the dribble. Bounces it to the near side for Covington. Lobs a pass inside. Stolen away by Singleton for Moberly. 4:17 left. Singleton into the front court right side. Has it at the wing. Right by Tyson. Top of the key. Tyler drives the lane to the rack. Off the window. It's good. Satori Tyler tied for a team high 12. Tied for a game high 12. 56-52. Just under 4 minutes to play. Into the front court, near side, Tyson crosses back to her left tripped as she got to the elbow. Foul will be on Singleton. That is her fourth personal. She has 4. Newsom has 3. Mathis 3. Holmes with 3. And Wilkes with 3 for the Lady Hounds. for the Falcons. It's Hurst with four, Brown with four, Covington with four, Douglas with three. Tyson is 0 of 1 from the free throw line this year. She is 0 of 2 from the free throw line this year. As that one bounced off wildly to the right. Trying to stretch a 4-point lead with 3:50 remaining. Tyson's second attempt is good. She has 5 points. Averaging 24 per game coming in. 57-52. Into the front court. Singleton lost it off her foot. It was saved at midcourt by Newsom. A timeout taken by Moberly. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here with 3:38 left. Lady Hounds down 5. Coming up for Moberly next weekend, they'll take on Des Moines area in Marshalltown at the Marshalltown Classic. It'll be a 1 o'clock tip on Friday and 5 o'clock on Saturday. We will next have them on the air on Tuesday, November 20th. They'll be at Penn Valley, part of a doubleheader with the men. Pre-game 4:50, tip times 5 and 7. Then Thanksgiving weekend, they'll have Friday and Saturday games. Friday against Dodge City, Saturday against Highland, Illinois. 5 o'clock both nights. Black Friday and the day after here on Quicks. The men will take on Independence at Sedalia this Friday in Allen County. On Saturday, we'll have those games on Quicks. Lady Hounds down 5, 3:33 remaining. Into the front court, near side. Tyler picks up her dribble, needs to get rid of the ball, does find Mathis. Mathis drives the lane, stripped to the ball, taken away by Tyson. Tyson up the floor to the rack. Her shot off the glass is good. She has 7. It's a 7-point lead. 59-52. Into the front court, Singleton with it, and she's called for a double dribble. She was trying to direct traffic and lost control of the ball. Saw Daniel come in to replace her. 3:10 remaining, 59-52 in favor of the Lady Falcons. Tyson into the front court, left side. Drives the lane, now kicks right side. Jumper is good. Long two by Hurst has 10 points. 61-52. 2:56 left. Newsom into the front court. Picks up her dribble. Near side finds Mathis. Mathis lost the ball off her foot. Picked up by Tyson. Tyson into the front court. Zips the pass right side. Shot up and in by Douglas, who has 11. That's 11-point lead for the Lady Falcons. 2:37 left. Into the front court. 3, top of the key, off target by Daniel, rebound Southeastern, pass to midcourt, finds Hurst, leaves it left side, shot by Tyson, draws a foul, she'll shoot 2 at 2:25 left, and the wheels have just come off for Moberly here in the fourth quarter. Daniel picks up her first, team foul number 5. Jamari Tyson, 5'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the line, trying to stretch an 11-point lead. First free throw is no good. Casey Holmes is coming back into the game for Mathis. Also, Singleton back in, replacing Daniel. Tyson's second free throw pops out, no good. Rebound Moberly. Down 11 with the ball, 2:20 remaining. Singleton directing traffic into the front court right side. Still with the dribble. Looking for Holmes to get loose. Holmes top the key, drives the lane. Runner from 6. A lot of contact, no whistle. Loose ball. Covington picks up the rebound. Long pass up the floor. Save from going out of bounds by Hurst. Dribbles out to the right corner. Feeds it back in. Jumper by Crane won't go. Rebound Moberly, just under 2 minutes to go. Into the front court, Holmes. 1-on-3. Holmes needs to wait for help. She finally has it past the near side. Singleton with it. 1:48 remaining. Singleton draws two defenders. Kicks back right side. Holmes drives into lane. And Covington just rips it away from her. It'll be a held ball. And it goes to Southeastern Illinois on the air with 1:42 remaining. Raven Brown comes back in, replacing Shamari Tyson. 63-52, 1:42 left. Into the front court is Brown near the right elbow. Feeds the ball inside where it's stolen by Newsom. Newsom into the front court, one on two. Newsom, spin move in the lane, fell to the floor, loose ball. He picked up on the near side, goes out of bounds, last touched by Akilah Anderson for Moberly. With 1:24 remaining. Inbounds pass will come in to Raven Brown. Minute 20 left, 63-52. Brown left side. Curling to her right. The free throw line, back to her left. Ball turned around in the lane. Shot won't go. Loose ball in the corner. And goes out of bounds. Moberly ball last touched by Southeastern with 1 minute remaining. 63-52. Into the front court, near side. On the wing is Newsom. Leaves it off. Holmes takes a 15-footer, and she's fouled. Will shoot two. The foul on Douglas is her fourth.
Foul on number 23.
With 47.8 seconds remaining. That was only team foul number four. It was a shooting foul, so Casey Holmes at the line, where she's one of six from the stripe today, has 5 points, all in the first half. First free throw is good. 63-53. Second free throw is too strong. Rebound controlled by Brown for the Lady Falcons. 42 seconds left. Pass goes left corner. Crane with it. On the baseline, turnaround jumper is too strong. Rebound Anderson with 33 seconds remaining. Newsom quickly up the floor into the front court left side. Feeds it left corner. Holmes with it. Back up top of the key. Singleton drives the lane right side. Feeds it to Anderson. Lays it up and in. Anderson has six. 21 seconds left. 63-55. Crossing back to her right is Brown into the front court. Down to 13 seconds remaining. Lady Hounds just content to play defense right now, and Southeastern Illinois is going to get the win. Lady Hounds are going to fall to 2-2 on the air. Final score in this one, Southeastern Illinois 63, Moberly 55. We will take a one-minute break. Be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
Welcome back to the postgame show here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Lady Hounds fall by a score of 63-55. Joins now head coach Hannah Hayden. Coach, your team started solid, but second half got away from you. Southeastern Illinois get their offense going and unfortunately able to come out here with the win for them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you say we start off solid. I didn't feel it. I felt like we really couldn't get in a rhythm from, you know, even in the first half. And it's like, you know, you can you can take a I feel like it was the opposite of John Wood. I feel like our defense was pretty solid. Offensively, we couldn't get anything going. We couldn't get anybody to be aggressive and really get to a rhythm with anything. You know, we'd been running running our Memphis and our dribble drive stuff, and we put something new in today. We thought it was going to give us some good movement, but when you don't run out of pace, it's really hard to execute out of it. So, you know, we can be a defensive team, but you got to be able to score the ball. This is college basketball. You're not going to hold people to zero or even 50. I mean, I think if you get a game in the 60s, then hopefully you should be able to win that. So we're going to have to really, really, you know, go back to the drawing board here and look at what we're going to be able to do to put some points up.
And when you play really good defense, that can lead to points in transition and points out of the half court. I mean, you can turn that into offense if things are going right defensively.
Yes, absolutely. And that was kind of, I mean, you know, we got some stops today, but they were more dead ball stops, like as far as, you know, forcing it out of bounds or shot clock violations and things like that. And those are good, but they didn't help us much as far as getting out in transition and trying to score in the full court rather than the half court. So that hurt us.
A little bit of a scare there in the first half when Caitlin Clark went down. She was holding her knee. I saw her after that quarter. She was up walking around. Looked to be okay. I'm hoping it's good news. Do we know anything yet?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything that's going to be a major concern, maybe just a bone bruise.
Well, certainly good, and hopefully she'll be back for you. You did have some okay performances from Mathis and Tyler, each had double-digit scoring for you today, but just not quite the all-around offense you've been looking for.
Yeah, no, I mean, even the points, I mean, those two kids and everyone else, the silly turnovers and the indecisiveness, and, you know, we got to pick our spots. We want to be aggressive, but sometimes we were driving in there with three people, and then rather than making the play, you know, we were shooting it and looking for fouls and things like that. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do, and this is obviously a JUCO. Everybody's a young team, so you're just trying to gel people together and things like that. I thought we looked really out of shape today, which is my fault. You know, it's a fine line between trying to balance. We've had a lot of injuries and, you know, trying to stay healthy and got little nagging things with people. And maybe we try to stay in the half court too much. And I will take that. You know, that's my fault. So we got to find a way to get up and down and get our conditioning in. You know, we want to try to conserve some of those bodies because our numbers are so low right now. But the kids that are out there, they got to be able to perform, and they got to be in shape to do that. So,
got
to
give you more minutes than you might otherwise expect, unfortunately.
Exactly. You know, it'll be huge for us, I believe. You know, when we get Taylor Lawson Hicks and Rakisha Sheard back, but till then we have to figure it out. And I think, you know, I tell this team this all the time. I think we're a mindset away from being good. Right now, we're not anywhere close because we're. You know, when things are going our way, then we're pretty good. But good body language and being really good teammates as far as celebrating each other's plays and things like that. But good teams, they do those same things whenever they're down, and we're not there yet. So.
I know you don't like having the loss, but I imagine a game like this, it can pay off down the road. A little bit of adversity early might teach them some lessons your players will pick up later in the year.
Yeah, you know, you always hope to take something from a loss and you know, I think these two that we've played, you know, the John Wood and in this game most recently, they've been, you know, just in a little bit of a different way, but they've each have taught us something different. So, I mean, one thing I'll give them, I mean, these kids, they were in the gym at noon today, and they were probably on the court for too long, and we might have to change that, especially with the minutes that they have to play. I have to put a limit on that they can't get on the floor until maybe an hour before. Because after a 45-minute shoot around and you come back and you're on the court shooting around for 2 hours before the game, and then, you know, you don't have any gas on top of the fact that we need to be in better shape. So, yeah, we've got to take something from every single loss, and this is you know, really, really frustrating right now. But, you know, we just got to learn and grow from it and get better.
You'll get a fair number of practices in between now and your next game. Next weekend you head up to Iowa to take on a couple of teams.
Yeah, we do. And, yeah, I have a lot to get done in those practices. Like I said, I mean, maybe we're spending a little too much time on the defensive end because, like I said, you gotta be able to score points, and you know, this is basketball. You play too good of players to only rely on your defense. You gotta be able to score some points, especially in the half court. I think we really, really struggled, so just gotta be better.
We know Marshalltown. You saw them the other. Know anything about Des Moines yet?
Des Moines is gonna be a solid team. I mean, we're definitely gonna have to be able to show up and execute and get something going. So. You know, and in both of those games, even in Marshalltown. You know, you can't overlook anybody at this point, especially, you know, right now I'd say we're struggling because this is two losses in a row. So definitely going to have to come ready to go and make some adjustments this week.
Coach, appreciate your time, and good luck to your squad next week. And we'll see you in Kansas City on the 20th.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. That's head coach Hannah Hayden, her squad falling 63-55 today to Southeastern Illinois. Recapping the scoring for you, Moberly led by Ree Mathis and Shatori Tyler, each had 12 points. Tyler had that big three at the end of the third quarter to tie the to actually take 1 point lead at that point again. 12 points each for those two. It was six each for Akilah Anderson, Casey Holmes, and Shea Wilkes. It was 5 points for Zara Daniel, four each for Lex Singleton and Casey Newsom. And that is all the scoring for the Lady Hounds in this one. The Falcons led by Alexis Crane and Brianna Douglas with 11 points each. Lynn Hurst had 10. Raven Brown had 9. Anita Salones had 8 points. It was 7 for Shamari Tyson. It was 6 for Kyla Covington and 1 for Deandra Johnson. The Falcons now 3-2 on the year. Moberly falls to 2-2 on the season. We'd like to thank our sponsors for helping us bring you today's action here on Information Radio Quicks. So we'd like to thank our producer back in the studio, Cam Thomas. Doing a great job on the board, and thanks to you for listening as always. Our final score in this one, Lady Hounds fall by a score of 63-55. We will have more Hounds basketball coming up Friday afternoon from Sedalia when the men play Independence of Kansas. Pregame at 4:50, tip at 5 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. For all of us here at Fitzsimmons, John Arena, I'm J.B. Conley. Have a great afternoon, everyone.